This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado Senate Democrats say their agenda for the legislative session is to rebuild after a year of pandemic hardship and civil unrest. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The legislature has been on a one-month hiatus, waiting for infection rates to decline and for members and staff to get vaccinated. As it restarted on Tuesday, Senate President Leroy Garcia said Colorado will come back stronger from the challenges of the past year. The Democratic agenda includes policies to address the pandemic's economic and psychological impacts, although what that will look like hasn't been specifically outlined yet. They also want to revisit school funding and corporate tax reform. Coloradans will hear Governor Polis's version for the next year at his State of the State address tomorrow. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Criminal charges will not be filed against two Colorado Springs police officers who killed a man near Fort Carson in November. Prosecutors say the officers who shot Dean Tresente were justified in using deadly force. El Paso County District Attorney Michael Allen says the officers were investigating a road rage incident when Tresente got out of a stolen car with a gun and fired at police. The suspect died at the scene. Chance of snow or snow showers along the Front Range tonight. Snow showers in the mountains around Vail, and there's a chance of snow showers on the western slope around Grand Junction. 38 in Denver, 36 in Colorado Springs. You're listening to CPR News.